You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide. The whole point of this podcast is to talk about the anti-whites. The anti-whites are the enemy. They are the ones who are controlling the message at this time, although we are ripping them apart every single day. We're tearing apart that terminology. They are the ones who have imposed the terminology in order to silence white people every time they speak up about these conditions that our race is facing right now, which lead to our race's destruction. They are the ones who are brainwashed and conditioned, who are very vocal. The anti-whites are the vocal ones. Most white people are not anti-white, but they're not sure how to articulate anything they want to say in support or in defense of their own race because the anti-whites have controlled the message for so long. And the anti-whites are the ones who, deep down inside, absolutely hate white people. They despise us. Okay, these guys are ghouls. That's what I call them, the yellow-eyed ghoul. That is the anti-white. They look white, but they're anti-white. And we intend to shine the light on them so that people can see their yellow eyes glow in the dark. And they come out and they expose themselves. Okay? Most of these anti-whites are, at their core, somebody who is a traitor. They hate their own. They support the genocide of their own race because they have been conditioned so heavily to hate white people. It has turned them into a ghoul. Okay, if somebody happens to be a vampire, they're not responsible necessarily for being a vampire. They got bit by a vampire. It doesn't mean that you can let them go without driving a stake through their heart because they're a vampire. Okay, it's not about blaming the anti-white for being anti-white, but you have to draw them out and you have to expose them as the anti-white ghouls they are. I know you might have a friend who hates white people and likes to joke around, I'm only racist against white people. Well, no, you're an anti-white ghoul. Okay, sorry, that's just the way it is. If you're anti-white, you gotta go. We have to separate the anti-whites from the rest of the white population. Most people in their heart of hearts would like to see our race still exist in 1,000 years. The only problem is the anti-whites have controlled the message for a long time. And now we have the message to counter theirs. It's all contained in the mantra. The mantra is not just a repeater. However, we encourage you to use it as a repeater. If you can copy and paste the whole thing into a forum as your opener for when race comes up and you want to insert yourself into that conversation and start making a point about white genocide, use the mantra. Best tool to use. Use that full mantra if you can. As I've said before, you want to sometimes give a couple purposeful typos, a couple little spelling errors, a couple beefcakeisms in there. Beefcakeism is not like a Whitakerism. Whitakerism is pointing out something obvious nobody else sees or thinks about. Beefcakeism is sticking your foot in your mouth and saying the words okay one too many times. But you insert that mantra into that forum, and it is like a landmine going off in a war of words. And it attracts the anti-whites. Okay, anytime they see anything that happens to be in any way, shape, or form pro-white, they're like sharks smelling blood. They want to go for it and rip into it. What they don't realize, however, is that it's a big puddle of gray goo, that stuff that turns anything it touches into itself. That just you can't touch it without spreading it around. And you can't make it go away, and anything you put in it becomes gray goo too. So the mantra is the anti-white trap. The only thing anti-whites can do to slow down the growth of the mantra is to stay away from it. Because when they come in and they try confronting it, they just spread it further. They're taking that broom to the puddle of gray goo, and they're trying to get it all over the place. And when that mantra comes up, they come running. So again, you know, you can turn around a couple of the words in the mantra so that the spam filters can't find it because it's already been blocked off a lot of forums. You change around the spelling of a few words, and it still keeps the main meaning there, and you should be able to discuss it a little while before they take it down. In some places, they might even let it stay up, especially if you can point out that you're not saying anything negative about any other racial group. But the bottom line is the only proper response our enemy has is to ignore it. When they try touching it, they're in your ballpark. It is your game to lose in front of the audience once those anti-whites come out and they start attacking the mantra. They have a very limited tool set. The anti-whites have a limited tool set when it comes to being used. to silence anyone with a pro-white opinion. And that tool set is only useful to the puzzle pieces. It's easy for them to call somebody a hater when the person comes out there and starts saying negative things about black people. Because any bad thing that black people do is just a puzzle piece. It's an irritant. It's not the big picture. It's not white genocide. We're not trying to wake up white people to bad things black people do. We're trying to wake them up to the ongoing program of genocide against our race, to the fact that our race has been denied the inalienable human right to have an exclusive homeland for our own people and our long-term preservation. We've been denied an inalienable human right. We have had the borders opened up to every single white country. We have been force integrated with non-whites. We are not allowed to have a community of our own anywhere. And on a long-term scale, that blends us out of existence. You might choose to marry only a white person, but what about your great-grandchildren? Especially as they're living in an ever-increasing sea of non-whites. We can't get into a reproduction war where we just start pumping out tons and tons of kids, because we can't develop every single last piece of land on this earth, nor is that really an ecological friendly thing to do. We need to have our own homeland, large enough for our long-term sustenance, somewhere on this green earth. We've been denied that, and anti-whites use their rhetoric to impose that situation. Impose conditions on a group, which leads to the destruction of the group, as international law states it. This is genocide, guys. That's what we're in. It's the anti-whites that have been pushing that. And that's the one thing they can't discuss either. They can try to make a pro-white look bad when he wants to talk about the Jews owning Hollywood, because there's something the audience has been trained to dismiss. So that works. The enemy's tactics work when you want to get off subject. The enemy will try to get you off subject. The enemy will try bringing up Jews and blacks and Asians. If you're a former Stormfronter, and even if you still like posting there, whatever, if you happen to be one of those guys who's been pro-white for a long time and is used to complaining about the things that irritate you about non-whites, if you try doing that in front of the anti-white, they're going to hammer you with their tool set. They are pretty well fortified against you talking about the irritants. That's why they want you talking about the irritants. That's why they're going to try bringing up other subjects they think you like to talk about. There's a whole podcast about that coming out. It's called Do Not Tailgate. You keep it to white genocide in front of the anti-white. It's the only way to take them down, because it's the one subject that their terminology falls apart with. They can't touch the mantra. They cannot touch the concept of white genocide without spreading it. And they're going to try to. And of course, you can just drop the mantra and leave. You know, if you're not good at staying on point, you're better off just laying the mantra landmine down and letting the anti-white step in it and letting the mantra do its job, because some of the other posters will agree with it upon reading it. And when the anti-whites try picking it apart, they're actually doing, you know, a large amount of the work themselves. Don't ever correct an enemy when they make a mistake. So if they're going to start a big discussion over the mantra, you might want to stay out of the discussion for a while. Remember, this enemy likes to come out like a shark and roll in the blood of anything that sounds pro-white, except when it comes out to the mantra, it's spreading gray goo all over itself. So this is the one thing we want them talking about. And after you get a big audience in there, when you notice something in a thread somewhere, if it's a comment section, a message board, a forum, whatever, and you've got yourself that big audience, now it's time to take on that anti-white. You know, if you are if you're in a traditional military strategy is to lure your enemy into a valley where you can surround them. Don't block off the valley. If you want your enemy to flow into the valley, blocking off the valley is not a good idea. You want them in there. So we want to get a big audience and have those anti-whites attacking the mantra, rolling around in the gray goo, and then we ride in and finish them off like the cavalry. It's a great plan, and we ended on a note where we've exposed them as a genocidal maniac. Once they've exposed their true nature, once the audience sees the glowing yellow eyes on the ghoul, your job is done. That audience is awake to white genocide. They can never forget it. Congratulations. You've just won one more battle in this war of words, and the struggle continues elsewhere. So once you get them to expose themselves, you're done there. I want you to remember that so you don't stand there so long that you stick your foot in your mouth. But again, we want to get the big audience in there. We want the anti-whites discussing the mantra, and then we're going to take them on, and we're going to expose them as the genocidal maniacs they are. their limited tool set I'm going to get into here now. I'm going to use the mental voice of the anti-white when I bring it up, and we're going to dissect each of them afterwards. So without further ado, here are the tools the anti-white will attempt to use on the mantra. Number one, claiming genocide is impossible.
No such thing as different races. Genocide is impossible.
Number two, claiming that assimilation is not genocide.
Assimilation is not genocide. Assimilation is everyone living happy together. I'm pro-humanity.
Number three, they'll pick at the little details of the mantra.
Benjamin, Netherlands isn't as crowded as Japan or Taiwan.
Number four, name-calling.
You're an evil racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews and clone Hitler.
Five, attack the messenger.
You must absolutely hate everybody else. You're filled with hatred.
Six, justify genocide.
White people deserve genocide. They did bad things in history. They killed 6 million Jews. That's why you lost the right to exist. How dare you say you have the right to preserve your people? You lost that right when you enslaved black people and when you put the poor Indians on the little reservations. Now you have the audacity to say you want to preserve your people.
Number seven, left field crazy land excuses.
The gods are going to come back and destroy all of us because you won't assimilate.
Now, let's get into that first one. When they try saying genocide is impossible, things that fall under genocide is impossible would be claiming race doesn't exist. You know, they might do this in a few different ways. They might try to conveniently forget which race is which. The way we don't let them squirm away from this is contained in the mantra, where the mantra lists the double standard. Nobody's doing this in all black countries to only black people. And telling them race doesn't exist, or that we're all humans, or that we all bleed red. If this were being done in all Asian countries and only Asian countries, would you have a convenient memory lapse of which race is which? They know exactly who they're talking about, guys. You can even point out, in the form of a question, how come race always does exist when white people are responsible for all the evils of the world, but then race doesn't exist as soon as somebody wants to preserve their own race? Why do you support white genocide? Okay, just point blank. Why do you support white genocide? And of course, they'll try defending themselves, and all of a sudden, they sound funny. They sound like that guy trying to say he's not a racist, where they try saying, I'm not promoting genocide. I'm not anti-white. Good, that's exactly where you want them. Exactly. Okay. Two, assimilation is not genocide. What they're going to try to do is they're going to try to say that because it's nonviolent, it isn't genocide. All you have to do there is use international law. Point out that any conditions imposed on a race which leads to the destruction of that race is genocide, and that race is a protected category under international law. It doesn't matter if they want to deny race exists. International law sure seems to think that it does. Okay, and you can ask them if what was an evil genocide on the Aboriginal people, why that is all of a sudden okay when it's done on white people. That was how the attempt to exterminate the Aboriginals was done. It was through interbreeding and assimilation. Why is something that's genocide on one group all of a sudden justified when done to my group? And ask it like a question like that, because again, we want them to come out and try justifying genocide. But we haven't gotten to that one yet. Three, they'll pick at the details of the mantra. They'll try saying that Netherlands and Belgium are not yet as crowded as Japan or Taiwan. When they pick at the little details, they've actually cornered themselves. They've cornered themselves because all you have to do is point out the reason they're picking at the details is that they understand the big picture. That's one of the reasons why they're in there, is just so that the anti-whites will take that part of the bait and try picking at the details. Once they've picked at the details, you already know, and you can make a point of it in front of the audience, that they're well aware of the big picture, and that's why they're picking at the details. They're basically implying that it's okay to flood the Netherlands and Belgium with non-whites because they're not as crowded as Japan or Taiwan. That's not a justification for the flooding of a white country with non-whites. That's not a justification for white genocide. Saying that because these places aren't so crowded yet that we can flood them with non-whites. That's what they're saying when they try picking at a detail like that. Or they might try picking at anti-racism is really just being anti-racist, is not being anti-white. I don't like racists of other groups. Take them back to the double standard. Only whites are the ones that are called racist for opposing their own genocide. Nobody calls the Japanese racist for wanting Japan to be exclusive to Asian residents. You can't become a permanent resident on the island of Japan unless you're Asian. You point that out to them. You ask them, are the Japanese racist for wanting to keep Japan ethnically Japanese? Why is it only racist when white people want to have an exclusive place to live? Why is it okay that black countries can remain homogeneously black? Why don't you call them racist for wanting homogeneous black countries? So again, we point out that double standard. It's the most useful thing to do when dealing with any of these things that they try throwing at the mantra. These things that might work when using it against any other pro-white point that's made, but it falls apart when it comes to the mantra. Name calling. Again, you go to the double standard, whatever name they call you. Supremacist, racist, dum-dum, I don't care what they call you. You point out the situation if it were happening to another race. You've heard me say this a million times. You know, nobody's flooding every single Asian country with non-Asians, force integrating them in order to get them to assimilate and intermarry to end a race problem that only exists in Asian countries. And if this were happening in Asian countries, would you call an Asian man names for opposing it? That's why we keep coming back to that double standard. That's what shows the holes in all their arguments, that internal contradiction. You know, just like they'll conveniently forget who white people are when we want to preserve our race, except they know exactly who we are when blaming us for all the grievances of history. They know who we are. They're supporting white genocide. You make a point of it in front of the audience to expose that. Keep the subject on white genocide. Anything you make a point of, you keep tying back to white genocide. The only cardinal sin is to not call it genocide. Now, number five, attack the messenger. Same thing. Accusing you of hating. If they accuse you of being filled with hate or any other accusation they make of you, you go back to that double standard. You know, if they ask you a question, you also go back to the double standard. A lot of the personal attacks they're going to use are asked as questions. Why do you hate black people? Why do you hate Asian people? Why do you hate Jews? That kind of thing. They're going to try putting words in your mouth. And what you do is you make a point about their question then. There's a whole podcast coming about we ask the questions, we don't answer their questions. But any personal attack they give you, you point out the double standard, and then you ask them if they would call black people this name, or they would have the audacity to ask black people what they think about non-blacks in black countries if every single black country had been forced integrated with non-blacks and they were being assimilated out of existence. Would you be asking them that same question, or would you be accusing them of the same thing? No, you only do this to white people. Why do you only accuse white people of this? Why do you only accuse us of being filled with hate when we want to preserve our own people? Is the reason for it because you hate white children and you hate white people so much that you want to see us exterminated? And again, you turn it around at a question on them by pointing out the double standard. And that's how most of these things are addressed. And that double standard is in the mantra just because of that. You know, and that's why it says, but when I point out the obvious ongoing program of genocide against my race, liberals and respectable conservatives call me an evil racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews. You know, the reason that's in there is just so that you can use that same thinking that's in the mantra as a recipe for dealing with these. Let's go to number six here. Justifying genocide. That's what you want them to do. That's where the conversation ends, gentlemen. When they come out and they try justifying genocide because of our history, when they justify genocide, one thing they're doing is they're admitting that they know that this program only gets rid of white people. They are admitting that they are well aware that this blended humanity scheme is only being done in white countries and it only gets rid of white people. That this is a program of imposed conditions on white countries which destroys our race. Okay, they understand that. And when they try justifying genocide, they are admitting that. And no matter what they try to justify genocide with, you point out you're justifying genocide. Put it in bolds and caps if you can. Okay? They are justifying genocide anytime they say it's because of historical grievances and anything like that. You point out they are justifying genocide. And that is something you end the note on, that they are justifying genocide. Now, then there's number seven, left field crazy land excuses. When it's left field crazy land excuses like, well, if we don't all interbreed with other races, we're all going to get inbred and go extinct anyway. That's probably the most common left field crazy land excuse. You just point out to them, so how come if our race has survived for over 10,000 years on its own, all of a sudden now we're at a risk of going extinction due to inbreeding? And then you go to the double standard. As always, nobody's flooding every single black country with non-blacks and trying to force blend them out of existence and then telling them it's necessary for their gene pool, otherwise they go extinct anyway. Why are you only doing this to white people in white countries? What do you have against white people so much that they deserve genocide? That whole thing, because again, we want them to come back to justifying genocide. When they try justifying genocide, they just exposed in front of the audience. When you point out that they're justifying genocide, they just lost the audience. The audience now will associate anything they hear that's anti-white with supporting white genocide. Congratulations, you have victory. Now leave that thread. Leave it on that. We want to leave it on that high note. They might still come in and try saying all sorts of negative things, but at that point, any argument they come up with falls on deaf ears. All they're doing is digging themselves into a deeper hole and spreading that gray goo that is the mantra to anything anti-white further. Remember, these anti-whites are not brilliant. Anti-whites are dumber than a day-old piece of dog shit. They are stupid. They have been heavily conditioned and they've been taught not to think. The vocal anti-whites that you're dealing with in front of this audience, they have been taught to ignore reality. They are unaware of their own internal contradictions, such as blaming white people for every evil thing that's ever happened in history, and then turning right around and pretending they don't know which race is which when it comes to white people wanting to preserve their own race and wanting to talk about white genocide. That's an internal contradiction you point out. That's something that the audience cannot ignore. That's ridiculous, and it exposes them as ridiculous. The reason the anti-white doesn't realize this doublethink is because they've been taught to ignore patterns. Most of what their education is in these universities is the professors teaching them to make excuses for every single pattern that they observe. So if black people are committing a lot of crimes, the anti-white has been conditioned to believe the reason that blacks are committing crimes is because of oppression. That white people are still oppressing black people, and that's why black people are justified to go commit so many crimes. If someone points out blacks have low IQs and test poorly on standardized tests, the anti-white is conditioned to have a response to that's because of white racism. Since all the black kids are being picked on so much by white kids in all the schools, that's why the black kids aren't learning, and that's the reason for it. So again, they've been taught to ignore a pattern. They've been taught to make excuses for a pattern. And a lot of these excuses have internal contradictions that they are completely unaware of. And they all come out spilling out onto the ground when they are exposed to the mantra. All their doublethink comes out when exposed to the big picture that is white genocide. When it comes to saying white people don't have a right to exist and that genocide's impossible and pretending our race doesn't exist, and then a moment later they're justifying our genocide by saying all the evil things white people did, you can even point out in front of the audience that a moment ago they were trying to say white people aren't even real, now they're trying to justify white genocide. What you are is a genocidal maniac. Why do you hate white children so much, you genocidal maniac, you? And you leave it at that. And you let them go off. And remember, in front of the audience, it's going to look really funny because they saw that person's post just a moment ago. They just saw it back there right where it said that white people don't exist, and they tried pretending they don't know who's who, that they don't know which race is which. And now they're trying to justify genocide by talking about all the evil things white people did. That's hilarious. You know, they will fall for that trap time and time again, because remember, the mantra is something they can't touch. They can't touch it. It is gray goo to any anti-white argument. They're going to go in and roll in that gray goo like a pig in mud. They think that they're the shark, you know, that's chewing into the injured stranded whale, and it turns out it's been laced with poison. You know, they're attacking something that's just going to destroy themselves. That's what the mantra is designed to do. It's designed to point out the truth against lies. That's what it's designed to do. It's designed to point out that this person has all sorts of flaws in their rhetoric and that it all leads to a world without white people, that they are supporting genocide. Anti-whites are not that bright. They don't see the double standards. They don't see the internal contradictions. And that's why it's so easy to expose them on these things. It's very easy to expose someone who doesn't see the double standard because they have no problem trying to pretend they don't know who's white and then a moment later justifying conditions imposed on our race, which leads to the destruction of our race, by trying to say because of the bad things we've done in history. Now they are. A moment ago they didn't know who we are, but now they do, especially when they're justifying our genocide. So it comes back to that one. That's the way you pin down the anti-white in front of the audience. That's the way you expose them as the moron that they are. And again, they're going to go down this list. You know, genocide's impossible. Assimilation isn't genocide. Pick at the little details. Name-calling. Attack the messenger. Justify genocide. And once in a while, a left-field crazy-land excuse. You handle the left-field crazy-land excuses for the most part by going back to the double standard the same way you do anything else. Unless it's really, really ridiculous. If it comes out of left field and it's just really, really crazy, just let it stand. Because remember, it's all about the audience. They're going to see how ridiculous it is, too, if they pull out the 10-foot straw and say, look what I found over here that justifies white genocide. Look, if this person doesn't think that your race even has a right to exist, any information you try educating them with is going to fall on deaf ears. So stop trying to convert the vampire. Stop trying to convert the ghoul. You are not going to convert the anti-white ghoul, but you can make an example out of them in front of an audience. That's how we make our point, that the anti-whites and all of their rhetoric and all of their terminology that's been used to silence whites for a long time, that this system has been in place over the last, I don't know, 80 years, it all comes back to a series of words which are based in internal contradictions and double standards, and you point that out using the anti-white fool that they are in front of the audience. That's the benefit that the anti-whites give us. They actually get in there and they roll around in the mantra. They spread it around. They talk about it sometimes. They'll make a YouTube video where they actually read the mantra before trying to pick it apart, and they don't realize the favor they're doing us. When they do that, don't correct them. Let them do that. If they put up the video, the How Whites Took Over America, the WhiteRabbitRadio.net production, that it reverses the roles and puts the anti-white rhetoric in the mouths of the white settlers coming over and taking land from the Indians and calling the Indians racist bigots when they just wanted to preserve their own people. Okay, this thing is a very useful tool for opening up the eyes of sleeping whites. It is sort of a cartoon mantra, I guess you could call it. If an anti-white puts that up somewhere, just let them do it and let them keep attacking it in front of an audience, because all they're doing is making a fool of themselves in front of the audience. The anti-white is rolling in gray goo. Let them. Anti-whites love to roll in gray goo. That's how stupid they are. I don't want to get gray goo on me. That's not a good thing. But apparently anti-whites like to do it, and I bet that they're masters at the top, the elite anti-whites, the ones that know what they're doing and know what they're doing is wrong, but they're doing it anyway because they're sociopathic megalomaniacs or whatever. Whatever's making the anti-whites do what they're doing at the top, they are desperately afraid of the low-level anti-whites going up against the mantra. That's the reason why you have yet to see the mantra or White Rabbit Radio discussed anywhere. Anything that big should have been discussed mainstream already. Yes, White Rabbit Radio, that is big. There's a lot of people listening to that. There's a lot of people on this message about white genocide already, whether they're a swarm member or not. Now, if you're listening to me here, you're becoming or already are a swarm member, and you're actively engaged in spreading this message around. You're more active than people who are just in their day-to-day lives or when the subject comes up talking about white genocide. You guys, you swarm members, you bugsers there, you guys are the shock troops. You guys are the ones actively going out there and spreading this around. And the thing is, you're never going to see it discussed on Fox News or CNN or anything like that, because as soon as they do, they're spreading that gray goo around far and wide. And of course, the anti-white elites at the top don't allow that. That's why our message hasn't been discussed. And right now, I bet they're pulling their hair out because the low-level anti-whites, these very highly conditioned, self-righteous, think-that-they're-do-gooder ghouls, Yes, they think they're doing good, but really they've been turned into a ghoul. They don't know the difference between right and wrong anymore. They laugh about it when they hear about the farm murders in South Africa because those people are white and they deserve it because apartheid was bad. You know, these guys, they're very self-righteous. They think they're in the right and they don't realize they're wrong. They're not going to see it. But they're not the intelligent anti-whites at the top who put the whole thing together, who designed the brainwashing and the terminology that's been fed to these low-level anti-whites. They are those ones at the top, the head honcho, bad guy, grand poobah anti-whites. These guys are ripping their hair out right now because all their stupid little minion activists out there, all their Antifa morons, happen to be out there rolling in gray goo and spreading it around. If they could do anything, they would try telling the low-level anti-whites just to stay away from the mantra. Don't even touch it, because there is no response to gray goo. The only thing you can do is stop throwing things in the lake of gray goo. That'll slow it down a little bit. Eventually, it'll consume the whole planet anyway, because even the ground under it is getting turned into gray goo. But you're not going to spread it as fast as when you're actively throwing more crap into the gray goo. And the anti-whites at the top realize that our mantra is gray goo to their system. I believe they're in a panic right now. I honestly believe the head honcho, grand poobah anti-whites happen to be in a major, major panic right now. Because there's a message they can't touch. They're faced with a gray goo scenario, and there's no solution to it. It's already gone viral. It's in the viral stage. It's already too large. You can't nuke the gray goo anymore. It's already too big. The only proper response they have left at this point in the game, it's already too late for them to try confronting it head on without spreading it further, so they're just trying to ignore it. I don't know what their plan is. Maybe they're going to try to cut a deal, make amends, see if they can get some sort of amnesty. Maybe we'll offer them something. Maybe we'll make a deal. Hey, if you're a head honcho, grand poobah, anti-white at the top, and you want to come to us and you want to talk deal, you want to allow us to have enough land exclusive for our own people for our long-term preservation? Come on down. We're willing to talk. Come on down to the table. You know that table in the tent that the losing side comes to at the end of a war, where they sit down and they decide to sign the treaty and they hand over the amount of land that they've lost and they end the fight and they say, all right, we lost, guys. Let's come to the table, so that we can do a little bit of damage control at least. Hey, if you're an anti-white at the top and you want to do that, come on down. We want to talk business. We want to talk about what our race needs for our long-term survival. Because right now, you guys are faced with a weapon you guys never thought you'd deal with. That's the mantra. It's that viral thing that your lower-level guys, all your troops are out there rolling around in the stuff trying to keep it from growing, and all they're doing is spreading it further. All of their tools and tactics do is just keep it in the public mind even more, and they try attacking it. It keeps that thread up so more and more people can read it, and so it gets spread around more. And every single time they say something about it, your terminology loses its power. Your guys are all out there rolling in gray goo right now. So you might as well come to the table and surrender. That's right. We want them to surrender. Well, anyway, the anti-white ghouls that you're going to be facing online, troops, these aren't the head honcho grand poobahs at the top. You're not going to see them touch the mantra, because at least the ones at the top are smart enough to stay out of the puddle of gray goo, but you're going to see a lot of the ghouls trudging right into it. And remember, have fun with this. When your enemy's making a mistake, have fun with it. When they threaten to kick your ass, ask them why they think it's okay to kick someone's ass just because they're talking about the genocide of their own people. It's comical stuff, guys. These anti-whites are morons. They've been so brainwashed they can't even think, and all they're going to do is get in there and spread your message further for you. We are in a cannot lose situation. The only reason we're recruiting more bugsers right now is because we want to see this anti-white system come down faster. We just want to see an end come to it even sooner. That's why we're recruiting the swarm. But right now, our enemy's doing a great job because their lower-level guys keep rolling in the mantra. Well, I want you guys to go out there and make some gray goo puddles for them to roll in too.
All right, platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.